to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Radio is to build a huge network where men can share with men. Thank you for your feedback, and you can always share what's on your mind by going to www.askronnieV.com and leave your comments, ideas, or how we can build this network. How many times did you escape to your peaceful place? Did you find value in being thankful for each day and sharing that value with others by smiling? Isn't it great to know how powerful smiles are? Did you see a difference in those around you? Do you understand the value you were able to add to over 140 people by simply smiling? To me, each smile sends a personal message. And that message is, you are special, and I acknowledge it. You have only 160 smiles remaining to reach our 30-day goal. Keep up the perfect practice. Today, I have a special treat for you. I'm located in the scenic woods of northern Georgia with a very special friend and mentor who has graciously agreed to share a few minutes with us. His name is Charles G. Head, and he is CEO of Fast Track Productions. Welcome, Charles, to our radio.
Thanks, Ronnie. Glad to be here. And let me tell you, I listened to your first broadcast of Men Power Radio, and I was very impressed. I did those things you said. I made sure I smiled at the people I was supposed to. I made sure that I went to my peaceful, happy place when I needed to. And those things really work. And I'm impressed with what you've done to get this program on the air and get it going. And very happy to be a guest with you and be part of it.
Well, Charles, thank you very much. Now, just so our listeners will know a little about you, give us a 2 or 3 minute background on you and how you got to where you are today.
Well, at 54 years of age, it's been a long journey to where I've gotten to, but I was involved in a lot of different things growing up. My parents were very cognizant of the fact that I needed to be taught a lot of stuff, and they would take me places on the weekends and make sure that I learned everything there was to learn. By virtue of that, I've got a very varied background. I'm an avid woodworker. I make a lot of custom furniture. I was in a furniture manufacturing company for a lot of years that I owned, very successful in that arena. I have been an electronics engineer. I went to school for electronics engineering. I was a radio engineer. I've been chief engineer of a number of radio stations. Oddly enough, I became a radio DJ, and the reason that I became a radio DJ, you're going to appreciate this, is because I could get in the racetrack free by being a member of the media. So that's one of the reasons that I became a radio DJ, and then all of that sort of all came together because now I do some other things involved with racing, and so we have started Fast Track Studios. I did a NASCAR-related radio show here for so many years in this studio, and now we're using it to help people like you and others who need to record their home study courses and their products that are going to help millions of people out there to make lots of money over the years. So in a nutshell, that's what I do.
Well, that's great, Charles. Now, some of you guys don't know, I'm a race fanatic also, and that's one thing Charles and I share in common. Just know that our network is not just about sharing success, it's success in all aspects of our lives. Charles, can you share your most valuable learning experience? There are a lot of guys out there that haven't had the success that you have. Can you share your most valuable experience with us?
Well, Ronnie, the most valuable experience probably doesn't deal with success at all. The most valuable experience that I have actually has to do with a failure. It was a bankruptcy that I went through with my furniture manufacturing company in the old days before I revamped it and got it going strong. And I learned at that point a very valuable lesson, and that is when it's as bad as it gets, it's not that bad. You can still make it through it. And I think that that became a foundation stone for me. I felt as though I had sullied the family name. I mean, I've lived in this town my entire life. My family was well thought of in this town. And I thought everybody was going to feel badly toward me, and I had ruined myself and ruined my family. And it wasn't that way. People surrounded me, and people showed me love and respect and helped me to get my way out of that. And I literally lost everything during that time. So it really, probably a success, didn't really make that much of a difference in my life, as did a failure, oddly enough.
Well, that's great to know, because so many times we get in our own way, and this show is designed to help us get out of our own way. So regardless of whether it's a failure or a success, you can always pick yourself up and move forward. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right. I had a dear friend who, in the midst of when I was going through this, didn't even know what to say. I mean, sometimes, you know, you run into somebody and you know they're having a tough time. It may be a death in the family. It may be something very personal to them. Maybe a divorce. You don't even know what to say to them. But you know what? Just being there, shaking their hand, giving them a hug, whatever you can do is the thing that means more to them sometimes than exactly the words that you say, just the fact that you're there. And this friend of mine didn't know what to say, and she put a book in the front seat of my truck when I was not around that told of Walt Disney and how Walt Disney filed bankruptcy 3 times before he ever made it big. And look at how big Walt Disney made it. And those are the kind of things that you look at and cherish whenever you're going through tough times, as positive things that come out of that.
Well, that's great, Charles. And just starting out, there's so many of us that are over the age of 40, have had issues and challenges, and can't find a way to pick ourselves up. So this type of information, to know that you've reached the height of your career, a multimillionaire, someone that's actually reaching down, helping others out, opening your life, your home, your studio up, so that we can share with others in the world, that's outstanding.
Well, now, there's one quote, and I think I shared this with you yesterday when we were talking. I just uncovered this a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's just a great quote. Winston Churchill said it. He said, when you're going through hell, and of course, you know, we all go through it at some point, he said, don't stop. There's something better on the other side. So don't stop when you're there. Make sure you're going on to get to whatever's out there for you.
Well, that's a great quote, and it's great to live by, because, you know, so many of us, we get stuck. And we start looking back at the past, and we start saying, okay, what if I had done this? What? You don't want to get stuck there. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's exactly right. And it's awfully easy when you're there to give up. But you've got to keep persevering. And I think Churchill had another thing that I thought was great. He said, success is nothing more than a bunch of failures strung together. So, you know, whenever things don't go well, whenever things look like they're bleak, hey, that's just another opportunity. One of my mentors is Bill Barnett, and I had a real estate thing that just went belly up with me back in the fall of this year, of last year. And I called Bill, and I said, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he said, sounds like a book's in the works to me. So, you know, when things go bad, write about it. People love to hear about it. So there's always a silver lining somewhere in there.
Well, that's good, because, you know, things go bad every day in all of our lives.
That's right.
And it may not be what you want, but the one thing we do here at Manpower, we say thank you, we smile, and we keep moving forward. We never slow down.
Let me tell you something that I do, and I've got to give you one of these. I was in China on a business deal that I'm doing in China, and we went to the Yellow Sea, and the Yellow Sea is not a sandy beach. It's a rock beach. They've got little small pebbles there. Well, I picked up as many rocks as I could put in the pockets of my pants when I was there. And I brought those back, and they're small rocks, and I call them gratitude rocks. And I give them to all of my friends. I give them the one out of my pocket that I've been carrying, and then I go get me another one out of the bag. And every time you feel that rock in your pocket, every night when you take your change out or your keys or whatever, you think about the gratitude, the things that God has given you, the blessings that you have, and the things that you absolutely couldn't do without in your life, and you thank your lucky stars that you have been able to experience all the things that you've done. So a gratitude rock is in the offing for you, and I suggest that everybody out there get a gratitude rock and carry it in their pocket with them.
Well, thank you, Charles. That's an excellent gift, and the keyboard's lighting up now. Our listeners evidently want to keep you here for a while. So a question just came in, and they want to know, what's an average day for you?
Average days for me vary. Now, one thing that I've started doing the last couple of years, the last 6 years actually, is I've started paying a little more attention to my health. And so I get up every morning and I meet a friend of mine downtown. We walk for 5 miles a day, every Monday through Friday, and so I've been doing that for the last 6 years. So that is one thing that I do, although I'm still a little overweight, still working on that aspect of it, but we are doing a little something to make us healthier. My father died at age 55. And so I am going to guard against that and make sure that my heart is strong and pumping and doing a good job. So that's one of the reasons that I've chosen to do that. After that point, it may be that we have someone here that's working in the studio that I need to be around with them. It may be that I'm writing for one of my consulting jobs. It may be that I'm announcing a NASCAR race somewhere. It may be that I'm in China working on some of our China projects. So an average day is far from average for me. It's whatever fire needs to be put out or whatever needs to come my way. Now, also, we're involved in real estate, so we might be rehabbing a house, and we do a lot of that work ourselves. It might be that we're involved in putting a deal together for homes. It might be that we're doing, as the term goes, transaction engineering. We're just getting a property under contract and turn around and sell it to somebody else and never really buy it ourselves. So there's tons of things that we do. So I like to just think of myself as I'm in a whole lot of different businesses, and today I may wear the hat of this particular business, and at noon I may shift and put on another hat. But let me tell you what, being in business for yourself, no matter what area you're in, and no matter how small your business is or how many you have strung under the title of whatever your major corporation is, there's nothing like being in business for yourself and having that freedom and the opportunity to do what you want to do. Sure, there are some times whenever we've got bills that come in and there's not enough money to pay them at the time, but we have the faith that it's going to come, and we also know that we control our own destiny. We're not doing some 40 or 45-hour a week job and knowing we're going to bring home $350 or $400 or $500 that week, and that's all we're going to get. The sky is the limit as to what we can do when we're in business for ourselves, and that's one of the reasons that I love this kind of opportunity.
Well, great, Charles. You know, our listeners are ringing the board and it's lit up, and entrepreneurship is one of the keys that we focus on at Manpower Radio. We believe that everyone has a little bit of self-discipline in themselves to go out and make their own way in life, that they're not tied. They want the family freedom. They want the time freedom. I know our network is designed around empowering men to take their lives into their own hands and live the fantastic life they dream of. Now, if you had to start over today, building a dream life, because a lot of people aren't as fortunate as you and I are, we want to make sure that we leave room, an example, or ideas as to how the average person, regardless of where they are in their life, can start today building their dream life. What suggestions would you offer?
Okay, main thing is use your brain. What are you good at? What do you think that you can make a difference in the world with that you have in your mind right now? What is it you can accomplish? What are your goals? Do you think that I might really be good at real estate? Do you think, man, I can make anything with my hands. I can build a piece of furniture. I'm a good cook. You know, I can do something as far as a chef goes. What are you good at? What can you generate from the things that you're already good at? I've got a friend, and so do you, a good friend and a mentor of mine and yours. His name is John Childers, and John Childers advocates this. He says it's more important to do the right thing than it is to do things right. Now, let me explain what he means by that. The right thing is to get off your fanny and do something. To do things right means you're going to have a business plan, and you're going to consult with your attorneys, and you're going to have your corporation set up, and you're going to have your funding in place before you go into business. In a dream world, that'd be great. But you know what? It's more important to do the right thing, and that means get started today doing something. If I had it to do over again, I would make sure that I had the opportunities in life that I could use my brain and create something with it, because I know that as long as I've got my personality, my cheerfulness that I usually display, and my brain, I can do just about anything, and I can talk with anybody, and I can put deals together and make them work.
Wow. What an amazing guy. Charles, now, before we get off, let me just say thank you so much for being on our show, number one. And number two, if our listeners wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
Ronnie, they can actually email me directly, and I will answer every email that comes in. You can email me at Charles G. Head. That's G as in golf. Another one of my favorite things. CharlesGHead@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at Racing to Riches. Now, that's R-A-C-I-N-G, racing, the numeral 2, like Kurt Busch, and then riches, R-I-C-H-E-S, racingtoriches.com, and you can sign up there, and you'll get information from me on things that we're going to be doing and seminars that we'll be hosting about our real estate and other things. So contact me. CharlesGHead@gmail.com is the best way, and I'd love to hear from everybody.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you so much. And as you know, today we were supposed to discuss Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and one of the traits Napoleon Hill said is be decisive by nature. Today, I was decisive by nature and changed the show so we could share with Charles G. Head, my mentor. Now, as you know, Men Power Radio is designed to empower men over 40 to get out of our own way. And Charles just shared several ways for you to start doing the same thing today. Take action. Start now. I want to leave you with this thought. Being decisive by nature is one of the things that success will bring about. Our goal is 10 million people by the year 2010. If you really like this show and want women in your life to experience the same thing, have them go to another friend and mentor's site, which is www.womenpower-radio.com, and listen to amazing Raven Blair Davis. This is Ronnie Venable signing off with menpowerradio.com at www.menpowerradio.com. Enjoy life. Have fun.